Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now, you know, I sit here and I'm thinking about when the president got out there and courageously ordered the destruction of the Chinese spy balloon after it soared out to sea, where there's, you know, basically nothing else to spy on. But it already crossed the entire country, passing over very strategic assets of ours, like the fields of silos at Malmstrom Air Force Base, which houses a major proportion of America's ICBMs. And when, you know, Sleepy Joe announced his victory over an unarmed eye-in-the-sky spy balloon, with all of the swagger of John Wayne at his peak, he tried to make it seem as though he were bold and decisive and in charge, and the facts suggest something altogether different. Now, before I go into the balloon incursion and Biden's week-long non-response to this flagrant violation of American sovereignty, I want you to consider this. In 1945, Japan launched a strategic bombing campaign against the United States, releasing hundreds, some say thousands, of stratospheric balloons powered by the same jet streams the Chinese used this past week. Each Japanese balloon carried a small bomb load. When discovered, most were shot down by fighter aircraft crews. The few that landed all settled into unpopulated mountain and desert areas in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Only a few Americans died from this assault, and those who died were hikers who came across the landed balloons tripping a trigger to their explosive charge. So more than 75 years ago, the technology China used had already been proven. Now, fast forward to Xi Jinping versus Joe Biden and the new war of the balloons. Presidents going back to Lyndon Johnson have been taken down because of things they did, but with Biden, he may be taken down because of the things he didn't do, like stopping the Chinese spy balloon before it could spy on American assets from Alaska to South Carolina. Johnson tried to micromanage the Vietnam War, only to discover that he lacked the understanding that allowed FDR and Winston Churchill to closely manage their armies in World War II. Nixon took a fall after learning that micromanaging his own political campaign without regard to the law that he clearly held in contempt, that was his fatal flaw. His crime, invading Democratic Party campaign headquarters in the Watergate complex and then covering up that burglary, gave the name Watergate to presidential malfeasance. With Jimmy Carter, it was branding a skyrocketing inflation rate while the economy only stagnantly grew as malaise. Rather than taking responsibility for his economic bungling, then that finally did him in. With Bush the Elder, it was read my lips, no new taxes, a promise he didn't just break, but he dramatically broke it by instituting the largest tax increase in our nation's history. With Clinton, it was I did not have sex with that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. And the never-to-be-forgotten, it all depends on what the meaning of is, that sabotaged his own administration, though not his electability. And so it is gone for other presidents since Vietnam two generations ago. Along comes Joe Biden, and perhaps just maybe his ultimate downfall, the misjudgment that could cost him his second term could be known as Balloongate. And it wasn't because of what he did, it was because of what he didn't do. And the things that he didn't do range is from not shooting down the balloon while it was still spying on America to refusing to even address the 800-pound gorilla in the White House, China, really was blatantly spying on America with no consequence whatsoever. No president since Truman has ever considered letting our nation's primary rival, first Stalin and the Soviet Union, now Z and the RG and the Chinese Communist Party, to invade our national boundaries and spy on us, or do whatever else it is that China is using that nefarious balloon to do, 60,000 feet over nuclear and military facilities across our heartland. Acting would be easy. One burst of 20-millimeter cannon fire from an F-22 Raptor fighter, that could have ended that balloon's existence in an instant. In fact, once there were no more strategic targets for him to protect, that's exactly how Biden ordered the Air Force to take out the balloon. But as long as there were strategic targets to photograph and spy on, Biden chose to do nothing. Going further until he could claim victory by having the world's most advanced jet fighter knock out the world's most primitive aircraft and unguided the balloon, the president repeatedly refused to even talk about it. And this inaction comes at a very strange point. With both the State of the Union address and a two-party summit meeting in China scheduled for this coming week. And to carry those forward successfully, powerful actions, you know, seemingly showing the president leading America would seem to be indicated. And yet the president buttoned up and leaving it to a pair of incompetent flacks to spread the non-word. And worse for Biden, his refusal to act or even acknowledge that action might be required, that didn't work. On Friday the 3rd, the press's unrequited clamoring for news about the balloon all but overwhelmed surprisingly good jobs numbers released the day before. And when Biden tried to talk about jobs, the press kept demanding answers about the balloon. Finally, Biden just walked away from the podium, silent. A day later, when the danger of America's secrets being exposed had passed, as it floated out over the Atlantic, then Joe took to the airwaves to claim victory over an inanimate object. In the absence of anything smacking of leadership during this unprecedented incursion into the United States, how did Biden expect his State of the Union speech, which he made last night, to go well? Or the night before last, excuse me. And even more important, perhaps, how does Biden hope his Secretary of State can meet with Xi as an equal among superpowers after Xi just successfully faced Biden down on the world stage? The most powerful leader on the planet today has to be looked at as Xi Jinping. Because for a week, Biden hid, cowering, unable to act, even when law and precedent supported kinetic action. Instead, this vital trip to Beijing was canceled at the very last minute, not by Xi, but by Biden. And this left Xi alone as the premier leader on Earth, a man willing to act decisively. This latest Chinese incursion has more significance than even the Republican Party spokespeople are ascribing to it. And as an aside, you know, a lot of people are talking about war in China in the 2025, 2027. Some people are writing books about it set around 2035, about a dozen years. And with this balloon invasion, the timetable for such a war may have been dramatically shortened. So, while we're not at war yet, and I'm not predicting we're going to be at war, but the possibility is not without plausibility given that a virtual state of war has existed between China and America over the fate of Taiwan dating back to 1949. Thousands of deaths, American, Taiwanese, and Chinese, have occurred over nearly 75 years that have been washed from the records of history. And both sides seem wary of pushing too far, yet each routinely pushes just far enough. So, you know, we heard the excuses about it might hit a kindergarten and all that other stuff. Not if it was shot down over Alaska or brought down in Montana or Wyoming or some cornfield out there. And the truth is, Biden dropped the ball, giving Xi both a windfall of new intelligence and a new status as the boldest leader among the superpowers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Now, Republicans neither know nor care how crime got so bad, and unsurprisingly, they keep losing elections. The revolving door crime wave exploded in the 60s, putting the criminals back on the street before the police could fill out the paperwork. And you can go out and you can talk to 1,000 people about crime, and not one, including criminal justice professionals and elected officials, could tell you how this revolving doors policy started in the late 1960s. Some suggested the Great Society or drugs or the disintegration of the American family, but All of those came later. Crime shot up like the Saturn V rocket because it was deliberate. It was a deliberate policy to open up the jails and let the criminals walk. Supreme Court justices and other top judges and intellectuals and criminologists and the U.S. Attorney General all proclaimed prison confinement a medieval idea. And we would just have behavioral scientists. They would simply rehabilitate the criminals. Mark that one as a fail. The results were disastrous. Homicide more than doubled, and all other categories of crime quadrupled or more. But progressives refused to reverse course and fought against sentencing reform for decades. The defeat of Democrats in Congress in 1995 corresponded to truth in sentencing laws passed in the mid-1990s that cut homicides back to 1950s level. In 2014, progressives such as BLM and Defund the Police movements launched the war on police. Now homicides are soaring. Since progressives opened up the prisons in the 1960s, over 1 million Americans have been murdered. 1.2 million have died in opioid overdoses. And that's more than all the U.S. wars combined. Another lesson not learned is that crime rates climbed higher in good economies and dropped lower during downturns. Rampant crime drove thriving businesses and good jobs out of the inner cities. There goes the economic opportunity. The supposed correlation of crime to unemployment or bad economies is false in some cases. A century of statistics strongly showed the opposite. Homicide is the most reliable crime statistic. Missing persons and bodies are hard to overlook. But homicides are less than 0.18% of all reported crime in the last 60 years, a lagging indicator of overall crime. Now, in the roaring 20s, we had a surge in crime and in homicide, and then it went down. And then during the Carter Depression and the Reagan boom and the go-go 1960s, we had peaks. And then during the Great Recession, it went down. The repeal of failed prohibition is the trigger that flipped the murder rate in the 20s. The follies of U.S. prohibition, revolving door policies, and defund the police, and the success of truth in sentencing can be seen in the data. Progressives rode the crime wave they created to 40-year control of Congress starting in 1955. The U.S. prison rate barely ticked up from 1950 to 1980, and yet overall crime had exploded in the 1960s. Up 400% by 1980. And the progressives did nothing to protect the public from criminals. And for 60 years, leftists have undercut the courts and corrections. Today, they also undercut the police. And the cost of policing and corrections is about $250 billion a year, but the economic devastation of crime is 10 times higher at $2.6 trillion. Now, logic dictates that you would fund the criminal justice system fully, and instead progressives spend wildly on everything except effective criminal justice. And Republicans have failed again as the out party in midterms, despite record crime and against extremist opponents. And most conservatives run a fairly bland, myopic campaign. Police good, crime bad, and they attack their opponent. In local elections, conservatives did not attack open borders, fueled record opioid deaths, or run on returning prosperity to the inner cities. They never documented decades of leftist failure, and they never mentioned truth in sentencing that led to falling crime rates that lead to falling incarceration rates, too. That sort of thing means that people, it's an actual deterrent. A truly astonishing number of conservatives never ask themselves what the payoff is, what the back end agenda is for leftists. Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr said in the Wall Street Journal that progressives did not understand the relationship between incarceration and downward violent crime rates. He said they missed the point. Well, that's wrong. They're getting everything they want. Crime is the engine of progressive power to grow the government for purposes of largesse and for political gain. Which in less fancy words, that means we're going to make a lot of money off of it and we're going to get a lot of power out of this. State and federal governments are forever expanded and spending shifts to more socialist redistribution. and social spending dumps keep coming. Progressive bureaucracy keep failing as they undercut traditional criminal justice, but they create an army of partisans. The right of self-defense is whittled away. This extortion has been going on for 60 years, yet most conservatives do not see or attack it. And ignorance of all of this shows, definitely, that decades of failure are not used in campaigns as critical issues, and the lessons of history still haven't been learned. The whole part of the Democrats, and I've said this repeatedly, and for some reason nobody ever listens. Whole part of Democrats doing things. It's never about public safety. All the things that they do is to keep the crime wave coming, to keep the crisis occurring. And I say this a lot, and it seems to get ignored a lot, and yet the evidence keeps pointing that way. Now, slowly, as does happen, sometimes the blue pill takers accidentally ingest the red. And that normally happens when something happens to them, when it's not just a theory or a story, when it's actually an event, when it's actually an experience. Then when that happens, then they start to see things differently. But it's as bad as crime is right now. It's primarily happening in the inner city, in the population centers, in the media centers, and you, who aren't waging any of it, who are you are the target, because you have to be disarmed at all costs. If they're going to take over the country, you have to be disarmed. And they know this. They've always known this. The anti-gunners have always known this. And that's why they push it, always pushing it. Especially the assault weapon ban, as they call it. The personal defense weapon, the semi-automatic magazine-fed rifles would work in a beautiful fashion in a guerrilla war. They'd be just fine. They don't have fully automatic, but that's, it's definitely a really good start if we had to do it, and they know it. They know the utility of what they're trying to take. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News update. The man who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, is apologizing. Before Peyton Gendron was sentenced, he said he did a terrible thing last May. He added he shot and killed people because they were black. He was then sentenced to life in prison without parole. Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland today, President Biden said legislative plans coming from Republicans are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. The nation's air travel system is safe. That's what the acting head of the FAA told a Senate committee. Billy Nolan said things are safe, but there's always room for improvement, especially after a series of recent close calls, including a near collision last month between FedEx and Southwest planes in Austin, Texas. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And right about now, if you've got it close to you, you need to pour a drink and take a seat, because we're going to talk about something unbelievably stupid and priceless in entertainment value. Because recently, a Gen Zer, and right now I think the only Gen Zer in Congress, Florida Democratic Congressman Maxwell Frost, he got mad. He had an outburst. 26 years old. I'm not trying to eviscerate him, okay? He's got more guts than most Gen Zers. He's going to sacrifice his 20s and his privacy for a career in public life, making him susceptible to a slew of political attacks. And that comes with being a duly elected member of Congress, and he painted a massive target on his back regarding Florida's constitutional carry push. There are arguments about this gun policy, and they're all nonsensical, but they do exist. And Frost fell into the trap that most of his generation fall into when something upsets them. They use words and phrases that are incongruent or irrelevant to the debate. Frost said that DeSantis's push to loosen his gun laws to something more in keeping with the Second Amendment is fascism. Fascism. And he said it on the Joy Reid show, which, Joy Reid is just a monumental waste of skin. And no, Mr. Frost, fascist governments don't encourage the right of their citizens to own guns. I hate to tell you that. Let alone carry them in public. If there are people carrying guns, it will be the many agents from the secret police and the intelligence agencies that keep everyone in such a society under constant surveillance. And it circles back to that saying, I saw a movie where only the government was allowed to own guns, and it's called Schindler's List. He claims constitutional carry will lead to people dying since it's a policy that lacks common sense. And it's perfect that he made his remarks on the MSNBC Waste of Space Joy Reid show, because she's also someone who is unspooled. And whoever is on Mr. Frost's communications team prepared him very egregiously, since half the country is or has joined the permitless constitutional carry club as of this year. And second, if this is fascism, then Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, a self-described democratic socialist, represents the wrong state, because Deep Blue Vermont was the first of the permitless constitutional carry states for years. And Vermont is a very heavily armed state, but it's not a shooting gallery up there. And it's ironic that Vermont, a Democrat bastion amid a sea of liberals in New England, had and kept such a law in place, even with all the hyperbole surrounding rampage killings. Mr. Frost should speak so damning about the allies to his Democratic colleagues, especially one as popular as Bernie Sanders. But, yeah, unspooled. Pivoting to the State of the Union address. In this one, in the State of the Union, Joe Biden didn't have to depend on the hypothetical deer in body armor to try to make his case for a ban on the personal defense weapon. During his State of the Union address on Tuesday, he pointed to the House gallery where 26-year-old Brandon Say was seated and rightfully praised the Californian for disarming the man trying to shoot up the Alhambra Ballroom earlier this month after the man had already opened fire on Lunar New Year revelers at another ballroom in nearby Monterey Park. And he used Mr. Say's heroism as a call to disarm, urging Congress to finish the job and pass a ban on so-called assault weapons. He said, and I think this is verbatim, 2 weeks ago during Lunar New Year celebrations, he heard the studio's front door close and saw a man pointing a gun at him. And in that instant, he found the courage to act and wrestle the semi-automatic pistol away from a gunman who had already killed 11 people at another dance studio. He saved lives. It's time we do the same as well. Ban assault weapons now. And he said his push for tighter gun regulations will continue despite his signing into law last year's the nation's first new gun control bill in decades. And he can push all he wants. He can. But with a divided Congress, his calls to ban the personal defense weapon isn't going to go anywhere, at least not on Capitol Hill. Gun control groups are urging him to use executive actions to target assault weapons. And so it's possible they will try to impose an administrative ban of some sort over the next 2 years. And beyond the hurdles in Washington, D.C. that his proposed ban faces, there's also the fact that multiple polls over the past few months have shown declining support for this, including, I don't know if I want to say shockingly or not, an ABC News / WAPO poll that found majority opposition to the idea. According to that survey, 47% of respondents back a ban on the sale of assault weapons, while 51% disapproved of the idea. Then there's the current legal challenges to some of the assault weapon bans already in place in states like New York, California, and Maryland. And while the Supreme Court has yet to weigh in, lawsuits taking on those existing bans are slowly but surely making their way up to the court, and the odds of those bans being upheld by the current lineup on the bench are slim, given that the justices have previously what they've said about the arms and what arms are protected by the Second Amendment. And I'm glad that Brandon Say received some national attention for his heroism on Tuesday night. But it's a shame that the president co-opted that bravery for yet another impotent demand to curtail the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. And if gun control actually worked the way Biden and the other prohibitionists claim it does, then Mr. Say never would have needed to take down the shooter in the first place, but none of the dozens of restrictions already in place in California prevented this guy from acquiring a firearm, which is not legal in California, or carrying out his attack. And in this case, it was a good guy without a gun who put a stop to the violence. Mr. Say's actions are more evidence that gun control doesn't stop criminals in the first place. It only makes it harder for the rest of us to protect ourselves, which is true. It's always been a true thing. Also, we know that in 66% of the cases where unarmed people fight back in the face of a rampage killer, they win. They win. If they're close enough to get their hands on somebody, they'll get the gun away. They'll get the gun away. Unless, you know, unless this person is some, you know, martial arts MMA master who knows how to really mix it up with you. And I doubt that the 70-year-old was one of those guys. Which is not to say that a 70-year-old couldn't fight. But in my time in the martial arts, by the time a guy gets to being 70, while he still could fight for a minute, that's about it. About it. We're talking seconds here. And that's why a lot of guys have to move on from hand-to-hand combat to the gun. And it's not a bad thing. It's a natural progression for the human, I guess, for the human condition. I don't know. But California has they've had three rampage killers in a very short period of time. They're using that as a means of going after guns again, which they've already gone after guns in California. There should be no gun crime at all in California at this moment. If gun control actually worked, there should be no gun crime at all. But there is, and that's because gun control doesn't work. It never works. It's never going to work. It's never worked in the past. It's not going to work anytime soon. So, on they go. They'll keep on talking about it, and, you know, we're going to talk about Brill Cream in the next segment, because he said some things over this recently that, like the suicide pact comment, I don't know, Governor, I kind of think, you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe the Second Amendment is a suicide pact, and you have national aspirations, and your aspirations will have to sell beyond the borders of California. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. Politicians are measured by what they say. They should also be measured by what they do, and that means we have to pay attention. But most of the time, it's about what they say. They live and die by it. A gaffe can be catastrophic. And that's true even if the words in question were uttered prior to them even considering running for office. All this stuff always seems to come back and bite them. Now, when you get into office, at least in days gone by, one misplaced remark can end it all at that point, and you will go no further than where you are. And recently, California Governor Gavin Newsom argued the Second Amendment was becoming a suicide pact. Now, to say that this comment was taken poorly was to put it too lightly. But Newsom is governor of California. It's not likely to hurt him in his home state, but it will probably kill him nationally. And when he was surrounded by these armed bodyguards, he was talking to Norah O'Donnell, and he complained to O'Donnell about the Second Amendment, calling it a suicide pact. Then he took to Twitter to call the NRA a trash organization and declare he looks forward to the day the NRA is obsolete. Okay, and it was yet another French laundry moment for the elitist governor who lives behind guarded gates and tells crime-weary state residents that their right to own a firearm must be limited a little more every year because criminals are still shooting people. Now, in May, when the governor campaigned for re-election, he claimed to have sub-zero interest in running for president in 2024, and maybe it's true. Because calling the Second Amendment a suicide pact, that seems like a very strange start to a national campaign. During the 2000 presidential race, Vice President Al Gore took a very strong stand in favor of gun control laws, and then he went on to lose his home state of Tennessee. He lost Bill Clinton's home state of Arkansas, and he lost the election. And a recent study by the RAND Corporation may explain why that happened. They estimated that in 2021, 51.6% of adults in Tennessee and 57.2% in Arkansas had guns in their home. In California, it is just 28.3%. Now, I like where the author of this has her head at, but I wouldn't get too excited by the prospect of Newsom losing any chance at higher office. Because Joe Biden has been very well known for his anti-gun stance prior to 2020. During the primary, he campaigned heavily on his gun control credentials, and yet he attained the presidency, some say. And what we saw was that his rhetoric didn't hurt in the primary. Then when it came to the general election, when it might have, the media largely ignored the issue altogether. They simply pretended it didn't happen. And if Newsom is the golden boy in 2024, 2028, it would be ridiculous to assume this same media would allow his suicide comment to be a thing. Now, I'd talk about it. You'd see it online. Pretty much every non-leftist, non-mainstream media outlet would. But the actual mainstream media, the outlets that get the bulk of the attention from the very fickle American public, would ignore it. They'd allow him to appear as if he's agnostic on the issue of guns. They'd likely even try to provide cover, arguing he's not really that anti-gun in the first place. I'm sorry. I'm afraid I have to disagree. I don't think his anti-gun rhetoric will hurt him if he runs for president. In fact, I suspect it'll make him more attractive to the media kingmakers. But we'll see, because 2024 is coming. It is roaring down the tracks. I can't believe we're already in February, to be honest with you. Going back to Florida, the quickest way for the Florida Democrats to restore their political relevance in a state where they're now almost as in danger as manatees would be to give up on their idiotic and authoritarian anti-Second Amendment ideology. But instead, the few remaining Dems in the state legislature are doubling down on their support for sensitive places and other restrictions on otherwise responsible gun owners by attempting to amend the House's permitless carry bill with all kinds of poison pills unpalatable to those who support the right to keep and bear arms. This subcommittee, with the very impressive title, the House Constitutional Rights, Rule of Law, and Government Operations Subcommittee, took up HB 543 on Tuesday, and several Democrats filed amendments to the bill that would impose a host of new impositions and infringement on those lawfully carrying a firearm, from requiring a gun owner to obtain a liability insurance policy that nobody makes, to making concealed carry off limits in most publicly accessible places, including grocery stores, gas stations, shopping malls, public lodging, festivals, hospitals, religious institutions, concert venues, and polling places. Now, if you look at those, you can probably think of, Tops Grocery Store, the Greenwood Mall Shopping Center in Indianapolis, all of the hotels in India during the Mumbai attack, the music festival in Las Vegas, various hospitals in Europe, religious institutions all over the world, concert venues here and all over the place, and polling places. Well, that hasn't quite happened here yet, but it happens all over the free world. Wherever there is control over certain things like this, and they make them a gun-free zone, they become a target. In addition to these gun-free zones, Representative Doty Joseph, a Democrat who represents a district in and around North Miami, offered an amendment that would completely remove all mention of permitless carry and instead enact new barriers to obtaining a concealed carry license. And under her proposal, before anyone could receive a license, they would have to jump through several new hoops and hurdles. So, like, has completed a firearm safety class and passed a written exam administered by the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, that being what's her name, Freed, has a written statement from a physician licensed under Chapter 458, certifying that the individual is mentally fit, has passed a mental health evaluation and drug screening, has taken a one-day training class in firearms use, has a safe place or container to store all firearms, and an ammunition locker that meets safety regulations, all of which must be inspected by a law enforcement officer. And if you want to carry, you want to exercise your fundamental right to carry a firearm for self-defense, no problem. Just make an appointment to have your head examined first, pass this mandatory test, and schedule a time for police to drop by your house so they can take a look at where you store your guns. It's hard to believe that anybody would believe that's actually a good idea, especially given her support for policing reform. Does she really want to require law enforcement to inspect the homes of every concealed carry holder? And Joseph has talked in the past about the need to improve police and community relationships, but mandating that cops would be let into people's private residences to take a look around, that would actually be the exact opposite, Rip. Now, the good news is that these proposed amendments aren't going to go anywhere. Permitless carry looks to be on track for passage, and the Democratic minority are just dooming themselves to continued irrelevance in state politics with their embrace of New York and California-style gun control. And the bad news is that these authoritarian impulses are popular with a good chunk of our fellow Americans, and in many, many anti-liberty states, they stand a decent chance of becoming law this year, which will mean that they'll get both legal challenges and a continued influx of new residents coming in to pro-2A states like Florida. Right now, the top states to move to, according to, what is it, Allied Van Lines or whatever it is in this order, Texas, Florida, South Carolina. Yeah. And we, I guess now that Florida will be getting permitless carry, here in South Carolina we'll probably get it sooner or later because we're followers. We're not leaders. We don't get out there and get out in front. Our politics here is something quite altogether different. But the anti-gunners, and we have anti-gunners here. We have anti-gunners here. It would be sort of a tough fight in the Senate here. I don't know exactly what the chances are. But, you know what? We will find out. Now, I will be back in about 21 hours in between now and then. If you would be so kind, remember all these things I've told you about these guys and realize this isn't about gun control. No. No. This is and always has been about total control. That's their goal. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.